Okay, we left off. We left off yesterday with a chiddush going on the Kesef Mishnah. So let's ask him a second what prompted the Kesef Mishnah to say this tremendous chiddush. So he was bothered with a whole series of different questions that relate to Kriya Shema, not Kriya Shema. That on the one hand, the Mishnah speaks in very, very strong terms about Kriya Shema. And the simple pshat in the Mishnah is that Kriya Shema in the morning is a din deraisa. That's the definition of kumecha. The problem is, that's the case, so how in the world could the Gemara say you can recite the brachas after the Zman is over? Because the Zman is over, the mitzvah is over. What's she have to recite the brachas? That was one problem because Mishnah had. Then he had other problems, just concerning the intricacies of Zman Kriya Shema. He said that, wait a second, Zman Kriya Shema in the morning doesn't seem to be parallel to Zman Kriya Shema at night. Because whereas Zman Kriya Shema at night, we interpret it as being Zman Shechiva, Shechiva meaning whenever people are in bed sleeping, so then the parallel should be Zman Kiva, whenever people are awake, which would mean 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So where did this halacha come from, that it has to be the Zman that people are getting out of bed? Why isn't that considered to be the equivalent of Zman Shechiva? And then the Kesef Mishnah was also followed with the question, the very institution of Zman Kriya Shema, with Yeshua's version, that is accepted la halacha, Zman Kriya Shema follows the Yechidim, is a very, very bizarre thing. We never find that in halacha that is man, that halacha is nikla bos l'chidim. So where in the world did that come from? So the Kesef Mishnah had 3 bomb kashas concerning Zman Kriya Shema, and he came up with a bomb deret, the bomb chiddush. What's this chiddush gal? The Kesef Mishnah, the breakthrough, that the very institution of Zman Kriya Shema in the morning is only midrabanu. It means min haTorah, you could talk and say Kriya Shema the entire day. So where did they come up with this idea? Why did they come up with this idea as Zman Kriya Shema? It's only Midrash. What was wrong with the way it was Min HaTorah? In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, you didn't have to get up time for davening. First of all, there was no shachris anyway in the morning. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, the day of the Midrash was a gevaldik. You go to sleep whatever time you want, you play ball all night, and then you get up whenever you want. What's the big deal? So you wake up 2, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you say your tefillah d'orais, you say, Rabbi Shalom, give me some strength today to win some games, and finished. So all these rules about you have to come to davening, you want to be able to play in the leagues, that didn't exist in the Midbar, no such thing. That's a new thing. That was this chadash years later. So what was wrong with the way it was? Man, Kriya Shema, get up 2 o'clock in the afternoon, say, Kriya Shema, call it a day. What's the problem? So the Kesef Mishnah comes up with another razzle-dazzle understanding. That's, by the way, in case you haven't heard that yet from me, that's a regular rule, that's a cloud that we use in our shiur all the time. So he comes up with a razzle-dazzle here as to where Chazal came up with this idea, what prompted them to come up with this bizarre concept of Zman Kriya Shema being related to 3 hours. So Chazal gets the Mishnah, the real thing, the real engine that's driving Zman Kriya Shema is actually Zman Tefillah. This is Benafich, this is the opposite of conventional wisdom. Conventional wisdom is Zman Kriya Shema is deraisa, and that existed from the days of Matan Torah, and Zman Tefillah was made up much, 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 much later. According to the Kesef Mishnah, it's the exact opposite. Zman Tefillah is ultimately driving Zman Kriya Shema. Why is that? Zman Tefillah, as we all know, is until when? Until, everybody knows when?
Four choice.
Until Dal Shoals, right? Rabbi Yehuda, until Dal Shoals. And we know that you have to say Kriya Shema before Tefillah. Why do you have to say Kriya Shema before Tefillah? So we want to have Kriya Shema preceding Tefillah. Why it has to precede Tefillah by a whole hour, I don't know. But it has to precede Tefillah, and therefore Chazal Kiveya, 4 hours.
Just like the Chassidim Rishonim
that they were. A whole hour, wow, okay. That whole hour was from the time, so I think that was before they started out. So here the Kesef Mishnah is saying you have to finish my Kriya Shema in enough time to be able to finish my Tefillah by Dal Chol. So remaining that they were Kiveya's my Kriya Shema is 3 hours. I guess Chazal not going to be Kaveya, they have to say Zman Kriya Shema 3 hours and 48 and a half minutes. They didn't have minutes, clocks, you know. They didn't want to check their phones in those days. So it was hard enough to figure out based on the angle of the sun what hour it was, forget about what minute it's in. So comes Kesef Mishnah and says, therefore, Midirabana, they were Misaka Zman Kriya Shema 3 hours because of Bichus Tefillah. So why in the world does the Mishnah talk about when the kings get up? Mach Pati when the kings get up. So what does Kesef Mishnah say? What does he say?
Smachta.
Yeah, that was only a smachta. That's not the real reason. The real emissary reason is in order to get this model of tefillah by 4 hours, Kriya Shema now before, tefillah's rule of tefillah, Elohim, we stick it in, it makes sense, it fits it nicely into the words of Kumecha, because the Torah does speak about of Kumecha, even though we all know that Midaraisa, what does Kumecha really mean? Midaraisa of Kumecha really means 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it means the entire day, whenever you're up, parallel to Zman Shechiva of the night. But since it happens to be a nice cute thing that the king's getting up 3 hours into the day, so we'll call that the Zman, we'll be commanded that as the Zman, because it's a smachta. It's also called the Shtickle of Kumecha. This is like, since you're telling, this is like the whole world upside down, mamish the entire world from A to Z upside down in the worldview of the Kesef Mishnah.
When we talk about Zmanei Tefillah, is that when we have to start the Tefillah, or when we have
That's
to
That's a further Shiloh. No, you bring me a Raya. Who's going to bring me a Raya to that?
Oh, we're allowed to start. We're allowed to start.
Who says, who brings the strangest Raya that you're allowed to start? You're allowed to start Shvat Esrei in time, even if you continue to repent? It's from this past week's Parsha. The second week, second of Parsha this week.
Oh, because Balaam was going to curse them.
So the Gemara says in Yini Brachas that Bilaam really wasn't so smart. Bilaam wasn't such a... He didn't know as much as he claimed to know. He says, I know what everything, machzeh, shakai, yechzeh, nofel, I know everything. He doesn't know everything, the Gemara says. He knew one thing. He knew the second, the split second, when a Kadosh Baruch gets angry every day. And he knew what to say, and that he was going to say in that split second, a curse to Klal Yisrael. So he asked Tosfos Kasha, this is like a lid for Shakasha, the Chassidus of Gemara. The Gemara said, wasn't such an oil mesel yoinim, but he knew he had to be mechaber sashor, with Kabbalah, with Zoyas, with Eiselach, with Sister Tyre, with Nachal Breslau. He knew how to be mechaber in the shah. So Frek Taisis, Taisis Roma Snag, Taisis, so Azma. So what could he possibly say? Apidin, what could he get in that one split second? What kind of a curse can he get? So one of the two Taisis gives in, says, no. So one of the Shatarits, Apidin, as long as he could start the curse at that moment in time, so then he can continue cursing for the next 10 years. I mean, he can keep on going. Everything will be chal based in the beginning. As long as he got into the door, he got his foot in the door, so the curse will be chal. That Taisis is one of the Shatarits. So Ruch HaShulchan, in Ruch HaTvilah, quotes that Taisis and says, Madach for klolus for shas kasa for Kodesh Baruch Hu. As long as you start, so you're good to go. Kavachoyim for eis ratzos. So if a person starts davening at a time and it's eis ratzos, it's the right time to daven. So even though you start just one esri a split second before this man, you can keep on rolling, keep on going. It's a chiddush gol derech hashomer. A big chiddush. The Rav thought that was bechlal wasn't true. The whole model wasn't correct. There'd be riots from Bilam from Maiselach stories, but that's derech hashomer as a famous. Okay, that's it. Anyway. So Rabbi say, the reason why we're learning the sugya of the Kesef Mishnah is my Kriya Shema, because eventually it's going to impact on us. But Rabbi say, we pointed at the end of the Shia yesterday that the Kesef Mishnah is such a chiddush gadol, nobody under the sun said like this, nobody passes like this Kesef Mishnah. Mechilas Kav, the Halo of Yisrael Cairo, nobody passes like this. But you have three bomb kashas. You have to address those kashas. Why are we so convinced that we don't pass like this Kesef Mishnah? So comes along the Magen Avram and says, if the Kesef Mishnah is right, an impossible conclusion will have to be drawn. What's the impossible conclusion? Says the Magen Avram, if the Kesef Mishnah is right, that Zman Kriya Shema is all day, and we know that Zman Kriya Shema shall Erev is all what? Is all night. Find me a second on the clock that the mitzvah Kriya Shema doesn't apply. All days by Krishna Shal morning, and all night is all Krishna Shal night. So there is Benishmash is either Yom or Laila, right? So it's one of the other. So wait. So it turns out that there is no moment on the clock. There is no moment in the world that one cannot perform the mitzvah of Krishna, according to this Kesef Mishnah. Abba Zoi says the Magen Avraham. It means if so, in case you forget that. If so, Abba Zoi, then Krishna is not Zman Grama. Because it's 24/7. Kriya Shema is every day of the week, every day of the year, every moment on the clock is Kriya Shema. And that would make women obligated in Kriya Shema. And that is an impossibility. That is a stone wall. That is a red line. Why is that a red line? Because there's a Mishnah in Brachas Daf Chof that says, Nashim Turus be Kriya Shema because it's my grandma. So therefore the Magen Avraham says, Zet Itfinda, that means you see from here, that who is wrong? Kesef Mishnah is not wrong. Kesef Mishnah cannot possibly be right, because if it would be right, then we would reach the absurd conclusion, the impossible, inconceivable conclusion, that Kriya Shema would be no longer Zman Grama, which is against the Mishnah.
I feel like that's such a great reason why Kesef Mishnah is
wrong. How can the Kesef Mishnah miss that, Rabbi Sai? What's the answer? What's the answer to the Magen Avraham's Dicho? Again, this is all introduction.
Because there are two separate...
We're not learning Kriya Shema, we're learning Tefillah, but we still got it. We have a whole damn introduction.
There are two separate Kriya Shemas.
Oh, so what are you saying?
Because there's Kriya Shema Shel Shachrit and there's still Kriya Shema
Shel Shachrit. So the Chor, the Dicho, to the Magen Avraham's Kash, is very Pashut. Because the Mishnah will respond, what are you talking about? Zman Kriya Shma Shel Arvis is all night and not in the daytime. And therefore it's Zman Grama. Zman Kriya Shma Shel Shacharis is all days of the Kesef Mishnah Torah, but not at night. And therefore each independent one is Zman Grama. So Mehecha Teisei, that the Magen Avraham is right, Magen Avraham is viewing both Kriya Shma as one big mitzvah, and saying if both components of this mitzvah, there's no moment on the clock which you can't fulfill one of them, that's no longer called Zman Grama. Therefore, the Kesef Mishnah must be wrong. Which Kesef Mishnah would respond, Mehecha Teisei, that you view each one independently. If each one is Zman Grama, Zolzayin, each one is Zman Grama.
Do we know that, like, in one of, I don't know, say for mitzvahs or whatever?
So that's the question. How do you count? I mean, it's not clear how you would count. How you would count? Maybe different shabbat, different way to count it.
But I'm saying, what's the consensus, so to speak?
I'm not sure, but that seems to be the Nakuna Samachlaikis. Do you really view it halachically? Sefer Mitzvah is always a hard thing. Minya Mitzvah is a tough thing always, because Minya Mitzvah is not always indicative of a particular halachic slant on a mitzvah. So Minya Mitzvah is not necessarily halachically binding. But you have to figure out here, halachically, how do you view the two aspects of Kriya Shema through the eyes of Zman Grama?
I mean, what's the real nafkamina if it's two versus, I mean, besides
this? Besides, yes, you have other nafkaminas, other possible nafkaminas. There are sometimes nafkaminas. Right, so you got to learn all Sefer Mitzvahs. Right. Rav Shechter still give you a shiur on Sefer Mitzvahs?
Yeah.
Gives a night shiur. What mitzvahs is he up to when in the shiur? Did he start from the beginning? He's been doing this for like 30 years. He's been doing Sefer Mitzvahs.
Can we say back for the Magen Avraham that these are just two times to be that you're mechuyev in Kriya Shema?
It's the same basic mitzvah.
So, but it's the same mitzvah.
That seems to be the machlokes, right? Anyway, you, by the way, just an afkamina. You know, this machlokes Kesef Mishnah Magen Avraham is a very fascinating machlokes because this could potentially spill over to other mitzvahs as well. Sometimes you have a mitzvah where it's basically labeled as a mitzvah, but there are clearly two different components to it. How do you determine Zman Grama? Do you determine Zman Grama by the overall, all-encompassing mitzvah? Or do you determine Zman Grama by each individual part? Anyone know enough Kamina? It's a Magen Avraham, actually, Shittasai. This is Chaz for a second, Rabbi Yisai. So the Magen Avraham's Kasha, where did the Magen Avraham's Kasha on the Kesef Mishnah? The Magen Avraham is assuming that Zman Grama is determined by the whole picture of the mitzvah, right? And Im Tum Tzolayim of the Kesef Mishnah would be right, which is not, says the Magen Avraham. Then Kriya Shema would not have been Zman Grama, which is impossible. Can anyone give me a real mitzvah that Tacha is, in a sense, 24/7, but it's two components?
Talmud
Torah is a tricky one. Talmud Torah is a tricky one. There's a mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Amam Tizkos Yom Tzeis Lo Nekhoi Mechayecha. So remember the Mishnah says at the end of the first Mechah Brachas, you have to say Yemei Chayecha Yomim. Anyone went to the Seder this year? Kol Yimechayecha Halelos, where we say in Nagoda, Kol Yimechayecha Halelos. So there's a mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim by Yom Uvalayla. Is there any second on the clock that you can't be Yotzi Yetzias Mitzrayim? Not a second. Not a moment. Zokta Magen Avraham? Women are Chayavis in the mitzvah D'Araisa of Yetzias Mitzrayim, maybe Yom Uvalayla.
They were part of the
Nais. Oh, what a bomb kasha. They were part of the Nais. So what's the bomb tariff? What's the answer? Toys Mikhil Dabdal, no? There you go. Afed Abiyos, only applies to mitzvahs to Rabbanim, says Tosfos. That's a different story. That's a whole different ball. You're talking about Mikhil Dabdal, not Dal. Dal is the Tosfos, your Dal is the Gemara. Different story. Okay? Back to our story over here. So again, that's Chaz. So the Magen Avraham says, L'shitosoi, that it's just one big package. And therefore, women are chayavos. And the Shekhis Aryeh disagrees with that Magen Avraham. The Shekhis Aryeh says, no, each half on its own, each component on its own. So again, back to that story. This was a side of a side, a tangent of a tangent. So back to seven. So we have the Kesef Mishnah's three kashas, his tremendous breakthrough in terms of Zman Kriya Shema, being only Dirabon in the morning. The Magen Avraham says it can't be, and we answered, we defended the Kesef Mishnah.
Can you suggest that one time when it might not apply to the goes back to what we were discussing in terms of B'Shalach B'cha. When we were discussing B'Shalach B'cha, we said there are two actions, either when people are getting into bed, or when people are in bed already. So when somebody is getting into bed, they're neither up and about or already in bed.
No, but yeah, but we pass that B'Shalach B'cha means calls back in bed. So the case of Mishnah's cash is still coming in bed. It means that B'Shalach B'cha means when you're in bed, so if Kamecha means when you're out of bed. So three o'clock in the morning, I'm out of bed.
I mean, when, I don't know, when you're saying like, the kumecha, I felt, at least I used it, was like when you're up and down.
Okay. So hang in there, we're going to get kumecha. So again, so we still have the Kesef Ishish Shtikl Torah. We don't want to accept this Kesef. I mean, we'd love to accept it because we like congratulations with the Omid Rabban. That would make, like, you know, we feel less guilty when we always sleep in the morning. But Lamai said we don't pass it because of Mishnah. So we don't pass it because it's thrown out the window. We have to address the three caches. So it's Chazak Kashi again. No, let's hear it again. Third time around. Yeah. The three caches.
Oh, Shokhov Kamecha.
What happened to the brachas?
Why do you go by
Menachem? And what's the parallel? Okay, good. Excellent. Very good. So the Kashi about why do we go by the individuals of the Bnei Melachim, this is not, because Mishra was not the first one to ask this Kashi. There's a Ramban in the beginning of Brachas said, yes, the same Kashi. And the Ramban says, you know why you follow the Yochin here? This is a Chiddush HaTorah. It's a Din D'oraisa. It breaks the regular rules. Because Kriya Shma was written B'Loshen Wa? B'Loshen B'Shach B'Cha Uv Kumecha. Anyone knows any diktuk? A little bit? Okay. It doesn't say B'Shach B'Cha Uv Kumechem. B'Shach B'Cha Uv Kumecha. The Torah wrote this parasha B'Loshen Yochin to be Mirami starts this Din that unlike other areas of Halacha, that usually a nikva boss of the rabbin, it's not Kriya Shma, it's nikva boss of the yachid. It's Rishayim already. Rishayim, Ramban, Muhammad, beginning of Brachas already says this. So I'm not going to lose any sleep over this kasha. What about the parallel to Shechiva and Kima? Says the Magen Avraham himself, who's the big Bapukht against Kesef Mishra, says, also a diktuk answer. What does it mean, lakum? Lakum means to awake. Kima is a lashon awakening. You don't say at 3 o'clock the afternoon any calm unless you just get out of your bed from your nap, or you just woke up from your night's sleep. Hopefully not. Any calm, any shochev b'amita at 3 o'clock in the morning, any lo kav in amita, any yomei nashab. Lakum means to arise, means to awaken. The word has a different meaning. So the Kesef Mishna asks, how come there's no parallel? The Magen Avraham says because the Torah uses different words. Because you look up in the dictionary and you see they mean different things. So Uv Kumecha doesn't have that connotation of being, you can't say any come at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You can't say with a straight face, the Shechev, 3 o'clock in the morning. So the two kashes, two out of the three kashes, we were able to be daich a little bit of a diktuk. But Rabbi Yisrael, let's get to the third terrace, because the third kashe is the kashe, it's the real bond kashe.
Why would the Rabbanon like extend the time for Kriya Shema just for people who like want to guest sleep in or whatever? Like,
it's not extended. The Torah extended. The Torah was Keveya. No. The Torah was Keveya. You have to say Kriya Shema at a time of Kumecha. So the Rabban explains that from the fact that the Torah formulates it B'Loshen Yochid is to teach us that as long as there are some few respect in the process of Kumecha, that still calls man Kriya Shema min HaTorah. So it's not the Chama made it up according to most, but the most post can lie to Kesef Mishna. So we have two out of the three kashas we were able to deflect. But now we have the bomb kasha.
If
so that's even the Ramban agrees that Yesh Gvul B'Dogor, that the Torah is not speaking to each and every person, mamash each and every person. The Torah is addressing a miut b'nei Yodim. Miut b'nei Yodim, a category of miut b'nei Yodim, b'nei Malachim, are still a halakhically significant category to call you Uv Kumecha. One Meshugan who gets up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that's not even called Uv Kumecha. Even the Ramban says the buck stops here.
Let's say there's like a certain group of people that work at night.
So you want to know, could that change? That's a shaila some of the posts can raise. Could my Krishna potentially change with Mamazel? So the consensus view is that now. Consensus view is that once it was nicked from the Shas Matan Torah, that's the way it is.
There's no specific times for Kumecha to end.
It ends by the time of the B'nai Malachim end. When the last group of individuals get up, that's the end of Kumecha.
When is it?
3 hours. That's the 3 hours. Okay. So again, Rabbi says, so the first two kashas we got out of. But now let's get to the third kash, because the third kash only that impacts our sugya. Because the mission was bottom of the kasha. How could you say the brachas? The mitzvah's Kriya Shema was over. What was the premise of the Kesef Mishra's kasha? What was the premise of this kasha?
You can say brachas all day.
What was the premise of the kasha? Was what are birchos Kriya Shema? They are birchos Kriya Shema. Maybe that's not true. Maybe that's a misnomer. They're not really birchos Kriya Shema. What are they? They're part of tefillah. They're part of davening. So the Rashba in Maseches Bracha says this, that we got it totally wrong. That Birchas Kriyashma are not brachas on the mitzvah of Kriyashma.
But is it preferable to say the Kriyashma with the brachas?
Wait, hold on. Who says it is? They are Birchas HaTfil, they're part of the Seder HaTfil, Chazal Misake. There's brachas in the morning, there's Pesukim Zimra, there's Birchas, we have to call Birchas Kriyashma, nothing else to call it. But halachically, they're not really Birchas Kriyashma. They're really intro to Tefillah, and then you daven Shmei Nasrei, and then you have Tachanun, and Aleinu, you know, Kaleinu, whatever else you do at the end of
that. So why? So you think that you're saying that they just called it Birchas Kriyashma?
Who called it Birchas Kriyashma? Who's they?
Okay, but we said that in the Gemara, it said that they
said. Who said they called Birchas Kriyashma?
So then what are the
I
brachas,
told you that.
What are the brachas that they're referring to with Nehem and Achraya?
They're brachas that are recited before and after Kriyashma, but they're not brachas Kriyashma. They're not brachas halakhic. We call it brachas Kriyashma because what are we going to call it? We call it Elmo. What are you going to call it? Brachas Tefillah doesn't sound right. We call it brachas Kriyashma. They're brachas that surround Kriyashma, but halakhically they're not related to Kriyashma.
So then why do we have the shana at all? Why do we care? Why do we care to say brachas later?
That's exactly why we don't care. That's exactly what the Gemara says. Lo hifsin brachas. That is the answer to the question. Says this. It's a huge chiddush because I would have thought, like the guest of Mishnah, that the brachas kriyashma. So kamash malom, this is a brachas that's not going to have a kriyashma. That's not the
chiddush. How does it help you be able to say that or not?
It helps phenomenal because I can still daven. If I can still daven Shmoneh Esrei, so why can't I say the brachas? The brachas of the tefillah.
That's why it said that after 4 hours.
Wait. Hold on. So Rabbi Sai, we have now two very, very different approaches as to how to understand the nature of this din of Lohifsid HaBrachas, and which really goes to a much deeper root question, is what are the brachas altogether? Are the brachas kriyashma oriented, like the Kesef Mishnah was assuming, and therefore you had to fall back on his mechudishtik idea that Zman Kriyashma still exists in a certain level, at least on the level of the Raisa, past the quote unquote Zman Kriyashma. That's the only way to salvage the brachas past this man. What do I say now? That maybe the brachas are not related to Kriyashma per se. They're a whole new ball game, a whole new world. They're part of Brachas Tefillah. So Rabbi Sai, my nafkamina.
Whether you can say the brachas in the fourth, meaning after the fourth hour.
So what? Lo hifsin brachas, hakore, after this man, lo hifsin brachas. Is there any point when you are mafsid the brachas? Do you reach any point?
Right.
So let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam broke out of the give a curry after Shalom Shos B'yayim. I feel like you're honored, so you're not going to be a Kriyashma B'yayim Nasai. And I read the curry about Torah. The Rambam says, if you missed my Kriyashma, you blew it. U'mivarach l'fanel yachareh hawa, what does the Rambam say?
Kol
hayoyim. A guy gets up 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He could say the Birchos, Kriyashma. He gets up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he starts. It's over, Cheshachas, Avar, 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 Yisrael, Davin, Yidavin, Zanon, Yidavin. What is Yidavin? Mincha, Kedam, Chachas, and it's too late. He can say the brachos of, quote unquote, Kriyashma the entire day. It is clear as day that according to the Rambam, these brachos are not what? They're not tefillah. How can they be tefillah? What's about tefillah? How can they be tefillah? Tefillah, they should be limited till, which is exactly like who says? So a whole group of other Rishonim, Kesef Mishnah quotes, because of a Rosh Tzal B'Shem Rebbe Haigon, the Daf got some Sharavias with Mavracha for Nash, who's about tefillah, Rabbi Yehuda. So Kava Eila Chifz and Abracha Zim Birach Avilol Lo Sisa. So comes Rebbe Haigon, who preceded the Rambam, and says, you can't say these brachas after 4 hours. It's done. It's history. Why? Because the zman, their brachas are tefillah, and therefore they're bound by the zmanim of tefillah. So we have now a major, major machlok is going on here as to what the nature of these brachas are all about. And the ultimate question really revolves around where Kriyashma came from. Where's my Kriyashma? What's my Kriyashma all about? You go down the Kesavish's route, you go down the route of everybody else. The route that everybody else seems to take, that's Zman Kriyashma is a Deraisa. The only way to defend reciting the brachas after the Zman is to stick the brachas into the Chos Tefillah rather than into the Chos Kriyashma.
When we say tefillah, we don't mean Shmona Esrei.
We mean Shmona Esrei, yeah. We mean that they're intro to Shmona Esrei, so to speak.
It's the whole package.
It's a package of brachas and Shmona Esrei, yeah.
We say that Krishma, Samachle, Tefillah, and Tefillah to be Samachle, Korban Tamid, so really, you have to say them together anyway. So Birchas, it would have to be in the 4 hours, if you're saying Samach.
But let's say a guy wakes up 4 o'clock in the morning, so you're right, he's going to lose out the Spirit School of the Tefillah, but it's still better than nothing. Spirit School of the Tefillah is an additional kiyum, but if you blew it, you still should say the brachas anyway.
Wait, what about the ads? Let's say, theoretically, that we hold that the brachas are part of Krishna, right? So we know that if it's Tefillah, that we can say the brachas until the same time, until the end of the 4th hour. But if it was part of Krishna, then shouldn't the deadline be 3
hours? No, so then you have to fall back on the Kesavishta, that Zelzman Krishna is really, really, really the whole day.
All day.
Right.
So the only time that there actually is a Zman is if you hold that it's part of Tefillah, and then it's done by the 4th hour.
Right.
When you say that the brachos are part of Kriya Shema, is that like there you accompany the brachos and mitzvah?
Oh, okay, hold on, we're getting there, 1 second. So can somebody give me, I want to hear one or two good nafkaminas la'alacha, besides the Zman, I gave you one already, I gave you the Zman. I want some other possible nafkaminas to the Shaila. How do you view the brachos, quote unquote, Kriya Shema? Are they Kriya Shema oriented or are they more tefillah oriented? Who's going to give me some good nafkaminas?
You said Shema already, you said the bracha afterwards.
Well,
you're supposed to say bracha, say, unless the bracha's before it, it's supposed to be before.
Oh, so wait, I was touching on, what is it? What do you think about the following model? A guy gets up in the morning and he says, I want to say Kriya Shema now. It's reasonable to do a mitzvah, so I'll say Kriya Shema 7 o'clock in the morning. Then I'll go learn for a little bit, I'll take a walk a little bit. I want to dive in the later minyan. So I'll dive in at the 9:15 minyan. Okay? After that, they go quicker anyway, right? Yeah, 9:15 minyan. So what do you think about that model? The guy says Kriya Shema early, and then he catches up, davens. So he doesn't miss about tefillah. He's not davening in a place that don't make zman tefillah. That's out of this question. That's like unheard of. The davening not make zman tefillah. Wow, that's against the Mishnah. Heard of. Right? I mean, it's heard of, but it should be unheard of, okay? The latest time, I remember one time I had a daven shacharis. It was in the time in the zman. It was at the end of the summer. The zman was very, very late. And I used to, when we first got married, so we used to live in Washington Heights. I used to say a shiur in Riverdale, early in the morning. I used to drive to Riverdale at 5:45 in the morning to say a shiur, and never come back. But we only had one car at the time, so my wife needed the car to go to work, so I didn't have a chance to, I couldn't even daven after the shiur. So I would go say the shiur, finish the shiur at 6:45, and then quickly drive back, and then I would daven in yeshiva, and she would take the car to work. So it was one, I think it must have been like in the summer, end of the summer when the yeshiva was off. So I wasn't like so meshubut, to start shiur on time. So I was tired that morning. So instead of going to daven right away, so I brought the car back and I laid down for an hour. Set my alarm, I daven late minute, 8:30 minute, whatever it was. Right? Of course, I didn't hear my alarm, and I overslept. And I think I made my kush was very late. My kush was almost like 10 o'clock at that time. But I said Kriya Shema quickly, and then I was trying to figure out what are my options now for davening in a minyan. So if it would have been during the regular year at YU, 10 o'clock, no big deal, could easily found the minyan, 10, 11, but there was nobody around, so what was my option? So I never thought, I'm going to do it, daven yechidus and finish. And then I remembered that my wife used to work in Brooklyn at the time. I had to go to Brooklyn later that day. I was supposed to meet her in the afternoon something in Brooklyn. I was planning to take the train, 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. I figured, you know what, why don't I hop on the train now? I'll get to Brooklyn. Give me an hour to get to Brooklyn. Brooklyn, it's the Shaila. I'll get Shacharis at 11 o'clock. What's the big deal? So Zman Tefillah that day was like 11:20. It was like the latest possible day of the year in New York for Zman Tefillah. So I figured, no problem. So I remember I pulled into Bavov at like 11 o'clock in the morning. The minyan just started. Not a problem. So I daven Shacharis at 11 o'clock. Mamash made Zman Tefillah by the skin of my teeth. So I remember looking around and thinking, all I need is one guy here who knows me to... I remember I had that feeling that walking around with your tassel filling like 11:30 in the morning, you hadn't yet davened yet. It was a strange thing. Some people don't have any problems with that, they do it every day, but it was a strange thing. But I was on the plane, and when I flew here a couple of days ago, so you have to always be careful. I took the 1 o'clock in the afternoon flight. That's a tricky flight for Mincha. because in the summertime you can't daven. In the wintertime it's a good fly for mincha because you daven right before you get on. But in the summertime it's a tough fly for mincha because you get on, and then zmanim go very, very fast when you're flying to Eretz Yisrael. By 5 o'clock already, it's already shkia. So you have to remember to daven mincha as soon as you get on. So it was about after they finished serving the meal, it's like 3:30 something. So I started to ask some people, I saw people were going to daven mincha already. So we should start daven mincha already. So they said, no, we're waiting for mincha ketana. We'll talk about that later about mincha ketana. So I said to them, you're waiting for mincha ketana. I said, it's going to be shkia in a half hour. They didn't even know what I was talking about. They didn't even understand the language I was talking about. So I did daven mincha b'yichidus. Okay, fine. So getting back to this story. So, Chora, what do you think about this model? A guy gets up in the morning, Shabbos morning, and he says Kriya Shema, goes back to sleep for an hour, and then he daven Shabbos with the brachas later. Oh, or a similar model of a person who davens Meirv early and then says Kriya Shema later. So do we like that model or not like that model? So Chora, it depends. So if you hold that what?
It's
part of tefillah. So what's the problem? So I'm saying the brachas, but what I'm saying the brachas part of Kriya Shema.
It's like a little tefillah situation.
So if we only hold like this Rashba, that the brachas Kriya Shema are a misnomer, but they're not really brachas Kriya Shema, they're really brachas tefillah, then there's nothing wrong with this model. It's good l'chat chiva. So there are some people who do this all the time. But if you say, wait a second, hold the phone over here. Brachas Kriya Shema are not just l'chat tefillah. There is a component of Kriya Shema to them. And l'chat chiva, you're really supposed to say it as part of Kriya Shema. It's true, it could be maybe they're also tefillah, but to say that there's no dimension of birchas, they're not really birchas kriyishma, is a big stretch. So it could be that the daven these kinds of models of I'm going to say kriyishma first, then daven later, then daven first, then kriyishma later. Those models are not really right. Those are shasad chak, b'yevet kinds of models. But the chachila models is supposed to say kriyishma b'birchaseha, bein b'yom bein b'layla. So this is a big chiddush, this is a big question. What exactly the nature of Kriya Shema is all about?
So can you just say that, let's say for the modern model, you daven with the minyan early, you say the brachos, and then when you repeat it, you have to say the brachos. You
can't say the brachos second time around, because right. It could be that you were yotzi the brachos already. Because according to those who say the just brachos at tefillah, and then done, you can't make the brachos second time. So you stop.
But even either way, you're going to have to say them twice, right?
You're not going to say them twice.
Why? Because if they're part of Kriya Shema, you're saying that when you daven Shacharit, so you say it early, but when you go to your late minyan, you daven Kriya Shema, you skip the three brachas, you just go straight.
No. When you daven, when you have a minyan, you daven the brachas for, because you have to skip school of tefillah.
Right.
So the question is, but at that moment, then you'll say Kriya Shema. So if you say Kriya Shema earlier, or if you say Kriya Shema later, so then you're losing out that kiyum of brachas Kriya Shema. So you're still getting the Rashi with Birchas Tefillah, but you're losing out that whole model of Birchas Kriya Shema. Any other enough Kamino, Nisam? Forget about Zman for a second. About just what the connection between the Birchas Kriya Shema and the Kriya Shema itself is. We have a rule that, let's say a person makes a bracha like Tefillin, and then says Amen after his own bracha, puts on Tefillin. It's a hefsek, you're not allowed to be masik in between making a bracha and doing a mitzvah. Guy blows, Lishmoa, kol shofar, right? So then he says Amen. It's not right. Everyone else answers Amen, because they're being yotzi with his bracha. So a person says, Habaycha b'yamo Yisrael, b'yahava, Amen. Right? Or what if he hears somebody else's, Habaycha b'yamo Yisrael, b'yahava. So he hears somebody else's, Habaycha b'yamo Yisrael, b'yahava, and the answer is Amen. Is that right?
No, because then you can't.
Because you're not supposed to be ma'asik between brachas and mitzvahs. There's a no-no to be ma'asik. Even in somebody else's brachas, you're not allowed to answer Amen in between a bracha and a mitzvah. So I don't understand. If you hold that brachas Kriya Shema, amamish brachas Kriya Shema, so I just said my brachas. I said brachas Hashem v'chelo v'shel bi'ahava, and I'm waiting for the chazan. And the chazan says brachas v'shel bi'ahava. Should I answer amen? No, that would be hefsek. But what if you hold that brachas Kriya Shema are a misnomer? They're not really brachas Kriya Shema. They're really part of it. There's no hefsek. So then I hear a bracha from somebody. I should answer amen. So I should answer amen. So we're not sure what the deed is. The sfeikt the deed of the Achrayim of Machlokes, is it the right thing to do to answer Amen after Habaychem of Sabiyava? Is it the right thing to do to answer Amen after Oyvam Yisrael when you hear from the Chazan? We don't know what to do. It's a sveika d'dina because it is very shaila. So what do we do? So many have the practice to avoid the suffix to do what? They say it together with the chazan. And that's where that practice came from. Not everyone follows this. But that practice that many people have of saying the bracha, very often you go to shuls, often yeshivas, you know, everybody's saying the bracha, everyone will say the end of the bracha together. So that practice came about because of this unresolved question, whether it's brichas kriyas shma, brichas tefillah, which ultimately boils down to everything we've been talking about.
Is that the proper thing to do?
For which two
tefillos? For Gaal Yisrael? No, Gaal Yisrael is a whole other story. Gaal Yisrael is a different story.
So that's we say quietly. Like
that's for a different story. Gaal Yisrael is a different story.
No, I'm saying for Abba, by
Abba's Olam and Abba Rabba.
Yes, they say in shul, they say the end quiet. The chazan doesn't say it out loud.
No, so most shuls, the chazan does say it. Everyone, yeah. Many people should try to say it alone. Most places. Okay.
So what is the Rebbe's Kirishma before and after? It's a Rebbe's Mechuch Averta. But if it's Rebbe's tefillah,
it's not Rosh Krishna, Shema, Hashem. Isn't that, well, Chazal to do it that way, so it's still not called, it's still called Smuch L'chav, but that's the Seder Advar.
But if it's not related to the Krishna, then the Shema is not.
Well, it's still Seder HaTfilah, so it's Krishna is part of Seder HaTfilah also, so I think it's not called Hashem. So everybody say it, yeah.
What about
Yotzar Maoros? Yotzar is not so bad, because there, even though it's like an intro, but it's not literally touching the Shema, so there wouldn't be a problem with Hafsik for Amen. So there you should answer Amen to. Okay?
If those brothers are actually like tefillah, so why can't you be
master? If what?
If those brothers are considered tefillah, so why can't you be master?
Right, you could be right. You could have it, right. If they answer Amen, right. You should answer Amen to the Chazan's bracha. The only reason why we don't is because we're nervous that maybe they're Bichas Kriya Shema.
Would it be better to whisper? Because if let's say you don't line up exactly with the Chazan, then you don't say
Amen in the end. Yeah, but the chazan is supposed to, the minig is that when the chazan and David is supposed to highlight the parts of the bracha, supposed to end it, otherwise no one knows when you're starting Shema. So that's okay. Yeah.
Is that about practice by any other brachos we make as a tzibur? Like to follow along
to avoid
the chazan silently, to
avoid Yisrael. No, Yisrael is the
only. Some people do it by hollow, and then they'll say the bracha, so that Amen is in a hefsig between
them. Well, usually the chazan says the bracha first.
Right, so
if
you say Amen,
that's a whole other ballgame. That's basically a whole other story. But anyway, so Rabbi said, this was all introduction. We didn't get to our sugya yet. Rabbi said we did not get to our sugya yet. We spoke for the last hour and a half because we want to make the following nekuda. Rabbi said, now we have the following shayla. Okay, answer me the following shayla, Rabbi said. A guy gets up at 11:30 in the morning. And it's after Dalit Shoals, even above them, it's after Dalit Shoals, and it's not yet Chatzos. So we're going to let him daven Shachmas. Remember, he can daven Shmoneser. Remember from yesterday. He can daven Shmoneser. We're okay with that. Zoy Shteyt and Rif Ram Shulchan Aruch, he can daven Shmoneser. I have one Shiloh. Let's go Shiloh. Can he say what? Birchos Krishma. That's my Shiloh. Can this fellow recite Birchos Krishma? Let's talk through the shayla together. According to who is this a moot shayla? Who would laugh at the shayla? Who would say, I'm leaving the shiur, it's time for lunch? You would say, time for lunch. The Rambam would laugh at the shayla, why? Because what did the Rambam say? Kalayoy! Guess the Mishnah would laugh at the shayla, kalayoy! But we don't follow the Rambam. We hold that it's only really part of tefillah. And therefore, it's limited to Zman Tefillah. So now I have a Shaila. When does Zman Tefillah Shacharis end? So you're going to tell me, Rabbi, I've been learning brachas for already a week. I don't know when Zman Tefillah Shacharis ends. It's the first mission, we passed the Rabbi Yehuda, right? Doesn't Zman Tefillah Shacharis end the Dalit Shoals? Not so poshut, because the Rif and the Ram the Shulchan Aruch say, if you miss Dalit Shoals, you can still daven to Chatzos. But no. What's the Shaila? We're not sure from yesterday. Is that the game of Tashlumin? Or is that together? That's still called Zman Shacharis. But the MDF, that's still called Tfilah Shacharis. So now, Chaps and Afkamina, let's talk through. If you hold that it's still called Shacharis,
wait, so this isn't the right format of the Nafkamina.
Yeah, it is. If you hold what? If you hold no, come on, talk it through your side.
If you hold it still chakras,
if you hold chakras,
so you have to hold
Birchus Kriya Shema. And you hold like the Rashi, but that's the way we're going. We're not going with the Rambam to get some Mishnah stories. We're going with the Zman with the Tefillah story. What? So if it's still Zman Tefillah, you can still say Birchus Kriya Shema till Chatzos. But if you hold, it's Tashlumin, so Shachar is over. You can't say Birch Krishna for Tashlumin, you can say Birch Krishna for Shachar. It's not, to quote Rav Chai, it's not a Chavtza for the Tefillah Shachar. It's a Chavtza for the Tefillah Tashlumin. It's a different entity of a Tefillah. And therefore, it come out of Nafkamin Ladina. Halacha the Shaila.
How are we holding Mr. Shlumin?
If it's Tashlumin, so then Zman Shachar is over, it's 4 hours, and you can't say Birch Krishna after that point. How do we pass it? Who's mistopic about this very Shaila? Who raised the question about this? So the Bihalocha. I am Mishtabura. The last page of the Mamkoros for this. Sha'av Shadasa Pichodosh Pidasa Rambam. Sha'onos the Kevla Brachos. The Pichodosh said, you can talk about follow the Rambam, we say, Birch Krishna for 3 o'clock in the afternoon. For Pasku Rov Acharayim Vichim Ad Kulon. Almost all the Gedeli Acharayim Kedasa Rosh Yatua Vishulchan Aruch. The ayin b'tshuvas Mishkas Yaakov. I don't know who Mishkas Yaakov was. Mishkas Yaakov, Yaakov Mikalin, he was the Tamidim of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. He learned in Volozhiner, the early Tamidim in Volozhiner. So the ayin b'tshuvas Mishkas Yaakov, b'simen ayin zayin, shedaito nota l'achriya b'dievid, ad chatzayis kamo gamit tefila. The kind of the kamabis in Beit Eshim, over as man, kudah b'tshuvas al chatzayis ayin shom. So the Mishkas Yaakov, and the Gedal Yacharoinim, it was Machoria that Me'ikar Adin, you could daven, not only daven Shachris L'chatzois, you could say the Brachas L'chatzois, because basically it's a Tefillah Shechetz of a Tefillah Shachris. The Evsha Zok Mishnah, Evsha Sheish, Lisboich Al-Zeh Al-Indian, Im Ha'il Al-Oynes, Shloi Yach Likos of Brachas L'chatzois, it's always like, it's always an Oynes. I woke up too late. Ki Matzasi V'Sei V'Maril, it was Tefillah Shechetz of a Shei Ma'ra, Shaminig L'Hokel B'nena Shal Ha'fir Brachas. Because we're very, very nervous. We don't want to lose the brachas. We say, I didn't tell the guy not to say brachas, brachas kriyishma. Guys, he didn't feel like he missed the whole day. He didn't say brachas kriyishma. So, for the yevit, the shibur is neitel hachal to chatzais. So, the longest to be neitel hachal to chatzais is based on yesterday. However, I'm going to say, at what point would we have to put our foot down in terms of brachas kriyishma? We would not be willing to go how far? We're not going to give you the Kol Yom Zichanat. We're not even going to give you the what? That hits down. Why? I'm saying why? Because we're more of Shach, right? The only svar to be master the Davin Shachris in the 12 to 12:30 window was based on Tashlumin. But it's based on Tashlumin what? Tashlumin, you have Tashlumin for the Brachis. So we're willing to give you and call it a Shachris of only until Chatzos. Past Chatzos. So I'll tell you, say, this Shaila used to come to me all the time. See this Shaila, myself, every week I got the same Shaila, week in, week out, I'll tell you why. I mentioned in the halacha show, someone guys came to the 1 o'clock show. So when I, right after we got married, the first couple of years we got married, I used to teach in Stern College, I used to teach Shabbos, some other halacha show at night. So, what?
Raw
pasta. That's right. Raw pasta from yesterday's show, right? So those guys that didn't come to the show yesterday, the 1 o'clock show, don't know what he's talking about. But raw pasta, he's right. So this is a very, very, no one should take this in a negative way. Don't tell your sisters I said this to you. But this is like a very girl shy. I'll tell you what. After every class, somebody would always come up and say, Rabbi, my first class in the day is like at 12 o'clock or something. You know, it's a different schedule. It starts like at 8 o'clock in the morning. Not that the Bochum and the Shiva would ever ask a Shaila, but okay. But, so I don't have to start class till 12 o'clock. I sometimes get up late. And I don't get around, I don't dive until like 11:30 in the morning. What's the Shaila? Can I say Birchas Kriya Shema at 11:30? I must have 20 girls ask me the Shaila. Can I say Birchas Kriya Shema at 11:30 in the morning? Because I heard that it's not really Zman Tefillah. So my initial reaction is, well, you should really be getting up before Dalet Shos to say Tefillah, because you're really chayav in Tefillah most of those poskim. Hopefully we'll talk about that segment a little later on. But Lamaisa, they weren't asking each other. As a Rav, you have to learn to answer the Shas that people ask. Don't bother answering the Shas that they're not asking. So they wanted to know, these girls wanted to know, can I say Birchas Kriya Shema at 11:30 in the morning? Nope. What's my Shaila? Sounds like it's like a no-brainer, right? We just set the mission. It was making it.
It's not ponies.
They're very tired. No?
Very tired.
What makes the Shaila even more complicated?
Are they chayim?
The women aren't even chayavas in the They're not even chayavas in Birchas Kriyat Shema. Why? Why? Because Birchas Kriyat Shema is a what? Is a? Is a Zman Groma. So from Zevs, yes, Mekasha, I bet it's part of Tefillah. So the answer is, even though it's part of Tefillah, it may not have the Rachamim component of Tefillah. The only reason why women are chayavas in Tefillah is also Zman Groma.
But we're all
just like, Racham and Rachim, Rachim later. Pashas Advarim is women are Pashas and Birchas Kriyat Shema. So now, so why are they saying the brachas in the first place? What's the answer? Because there's a machlekes of the Tam and the Rambam, a mitzvah that a woman is patura from, if she wants to volunteer with a bracha, can she do so or not? Can a woman shake a lulav with a bracha? Can a woman sin the sub with a bracha? Yeah, so yeah. The Rambam held no, it's a bracha of Asala, because she can't say a shekin shal mitzvah sin sivanu. And Rabbi Natam disagreed. Rabbi Natam says, no, it's okay. Rabbi Natan says, because the Ran explains, why can women say B'tzivanu? It's not true. B'tzivanu is a Lashon Rabim. I've always said this over many times, that the Hasidim can't do this. You know why?
B'tzivani.
It's not Lashon Rab. No, but for the Mishnah, they make a joke together. B'tzivanu is a bubble joke. So B'tzivanu, so the minig of the Ramah, the Ashkenazi minig is that women recite brachas even on mitzvah that the Pturah. There are certain particular mitzvahs that women are not supposed to be volunteering, such as love the storm and after now, but lulav, shofar, sukkah, those kind of mitzvahs that we're okay and we encourage women to volunteer. So the minhag Ashkenazim is that women recite brachas in those mitzvahs as well. Okay, good. Back to our story. So women do volunteer to say Birchas Kriyat Shema. Most Ashkenazi women, they do. Rabbi Avadi Yosef writes that it's a terrible thing that in the Ashkenazi, many Sephardi girls go to the Ashkenazi schools, so the girls grow up saying Birchas Kriyat Shema with shame and malchus. Says it's wrong, you teach them they're not supposed to. They do it anyway. But the Ashkenazi women do say Birchas Kriyat Shema, even though they're Pturos. So why is the Shaila now much more profound? Now a woman's coming at 11:30 in the morning and she's asking me, Rabbi, can I say Birchas Kriyat Shema? So between you and me, you're not really chayavis anywhere in Birchas Kriyat Shema. Only you want to be very, very firm and you want to volunteer to say it, so now you're volunteering to be extra super duper machmir to say it, at the expense of, according to?
More opinion.
According to half the opinions of what? It's a bracha matola. But everybody from yesterday, Shio held that Dalet Shos is a soul's man tefillah, everything else is just betaras tashlumen. So according to those poskim, then Birchas Kriyat Shema has overdone history, and it would be a bracha matola. So when it comes to a man who asks the shayla, so it's a much more delicate shayla, because when a man asks the shayla, on the one hand, he's really chayv in Birchas Kriyat Shema, so we don't want to tell him not to. So we're going to bend over backwards and say, well, you can rely, b'shas l'chach, but do you ever rely on those shittas? That's still zman tefillah. But for a woman who asks the shayla, what do you have to gain? You have more to lose than to gain, because you're gaining Birchas Kriyat Shema. What do you do? You're not chayv in Birchas Kriyat Shema anyway. So Elohah, you're potentially reciting multiple brachas of Matov. So my knee-jerk reaction would be to tell a woman, listen, either get up before Dalet Shos or not. But the women get very, very upset at this pshat, because you tell a woman, no, it's okay, daven shacharis, but don't say Birchas Kriyat Shema. So, now again, she's...
Then you get up before three
she's
or four.
She's davening in a very, very short absolutely, because the kids are screaming anyway, you know, and she's not saying tachas. They told the girls, don't say tachas, for some reason I still have no idea why. And they're not saying anything else, they're kabbalists, they forgot to say. So what is davening? Davening is a shvar hesfes, the whole davening is 30 seconds. Some guys, right? The whole davening is
30 seconds. She's fighting with you now.
Right, so with a fight.
You don't feel bad. So, the Ikka Mikra Din, those who want to rely, even the women want to rely on the Mishkas Yatam and the Be'alocha, and they want to daven, Birchas Kriyat Shema after Dalet Shos, Yesha Mi'lismoich. So, I can't tell you what the practice is in the Sabbath.
So,
we're
not feeling good.
What?
So, we let them just do it out feeling good? Like feeling.
Feeling good? No, because we really hold, because Me'ikra Din, we really pass in Shachas. That's the Ikra Din. And that's why, because we really, really pass in. That let's say, remember the shot yesterday, the guy was amazing. Let's say a guy intentionally missed Dalet Shos. We really possibly could do that. Really, machuria that it's really called shachas. So we wouldn't just make him feel, you know, if it was really awesome, it would make him feel good. But anyway, Bahanogela Maisa, it would appear that the men definitely have a right to rely on this and this stuff, and those women want to rely on this as well.
Are they chayavim in Smichas Gulu Tfilah?
No, because they're not chayavim in the bracha before him. So they don't have to take this thing going so whole together, so they can't possibly be chayavim in Smichas Gulu Tfilah. Okay, so again, so what do we have? Let's see if we can summarize what we have here. So what do we learn this again? I forgot a minute, what did we learn? Yeah, we're trying to figure out when is the Sov Zman Tzur Shachas, that's it. So we started out with the Machlokes Rabbeinu and the Chachamim, we passed it to the Yehuda, then the Rishonim added on, but really, you could have until 12 o'clock. We're not sure what that's based on. Is it based on Tashlum? And based on the Ikas Zman Shachar, it's still called Zman Shachar, still called Tfil Shachas. So we said Nafkaminis, for the guy was amazing, etc. Then we immediately branched out to the Kesef Mishnah because it ultimately impacts on our sugya. Kesef Mishnah's bomb caches, there's three bomb caches. His Chiddush Gadol about to have Krishna, you know, did a butter in the morning. We saw the Machon Avraham's caches against the Kesef Mishnah. The other ways to end with Kesef Mishnah's caches, the fact that if you don't go down the road to Kesef Mishnah, then you have to understand that the brachas are not so much Kriyashma, they're much more tefillah oriented. And now that impacts when is the Sov Zman because Kriyashma. So if you go down the route of Kriyashma, like the Kesef Mishnah and Rambam, then you have the whole day, but most Poskim didn't accept that. It's much more tefillah shachris oriented. How long, when's the Sov Zman of tefillah shachris, that ultimately connects to that we spoke about yesterday. Because the Chatzel Sov Dalash shows, that's the issue that the Mishnah Brud, Mishnah Yaakov are pilfering about. Okay, so everyone got it? Okay, hopefully the Shabbat. So tomorrow everyone enjoy your wonderful tefillah, and let's have Wednesday back.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay. In charge of the tape recorder? Anyone in charge? Anyone in charge of the tape recorder?